preservation of the South. I'd never thought of that. That's fascinating.
So that's really the motivation of the study, the main study that I'm running right now, which is the long-term meditator study. So we're inviting people with a long-term meditation, an established meditation practice. I think the average number of hours of meditation of individuals in our study right now is somewhere around, I think, 5,000 or 6,000 lifetime hours. But
I can't do 6 minutes.
Well, you know, you're not alone. And if you want, so the maximum now is 17,000. We have an individual who's logged seven, by their own admission, of course, it's so we don't have a way to verify this necessarily, but they've admitted to 17,000.
A shame.
Yeah. Well, this person has been meditating for 20 years. I think 17,000 hours is roughly equivalent to meditating 1 hour a day, every single day for like 30 years, 32 years. Roughly that, but she hasn't been meditating for that long, but he's had multiple month-long meditation retreats. So meditating every day for like 11 hours a day for like months at a time. This ideal individual who's had an extensive meditation and is trained in observing the mind, we administer psilocybin and we ask them. But this is the nature of what we want to know. Are these experiences, how do they compare? Are they similar? Are they identical? Are they dissimilar but complementary, you know, or are they completely dissimilar? Why would you do this to me, you crazy scientist, right? And so that's the question. And by and large, I think we can't say this for everybody in the study, but we have 18 people enrolled now. I think at least 14, maybe 15 or 16 who have completed the study, the first portion of the study. And by and large, they're saying that, yeah, these places are, if not similar, identical. Some individuals in the study have said, yeah, these are, I reached a place that I had been to in a meditation retreat, but I'd never been there so deeply or so strongly or so intensely. So it's not only somewhere they had, it's not only a familiar place, but it had brought a new depth to their understanding of their meditation. And people are recognizing afterwards. So we also do a follow-up 2 months later. So, you know, the day after a psilocybin session, you can say, oh man, that was great. Yeah, it was really kind of. But what do you say 2 months later when you've had to go back to life and paying bills and getting your gas tank filled and you know, going to the bathroom? What how does this compare now that you've lived life again for 2 months? And almost everybody, not everybody, has said, well, I,